Welcome to the Farming Your Career podcast with host Dr. Aaron L. Albert, where we explore a variety of healthcare and pharmacy-related topics, including career development, healthcare IT, informatics, innovation, entrepreneurship, STEM, women's issues, and more. Farming Your Career podcast is part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and Aaron has had the number one most downloaded episodes of 2016 and 2017 of the entire Pharmacy Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron L. Albert.
Welcome to Farming Your Career, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron L. Albert, and today I am so excited to bring you our next guest. It's probably one of the number one topics that I get asked about as a coach and a writer myself, and that is on writing and publishing. So I wanted to find someone with more expertise than me in the arena, and I lucked out. And I actually found our guest through a new learning program online that I've been part of since January of this year. It's called Self-Publishing School, and it's a great program because it has all kinds of resources, both online and in the real world with coaching, to help you write and produce not only your first book, but in several cases, maybe more books than your first. And I'm living proof of that. So our guest today is Marcy Pusey, and she's a clinical counselor, best-selling author, writing, publishing coach, wife, and mom. And Marcy's writing has appeared all over internationally. She's written several books, has a new book coming out in February of 2018, and she's written both children's books as well as adult titles. So she's also a coach with Self-Publishing School in fiction and nonfiction, and she actually lives in the Black Forest of Germany with her husband and children. So we wanted to talk to Marcy today, not only about coaching and writing and publishing, but how it's as a writer has enhanced her clinical counseling experience as a professional. So give a listen to our conversation with Marcy Pusey today. Okay, so we're here today with Marcy Pusey. Marcy, welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So Marcy, I ran into you being a student again. Yes, I'm a lifelong learner.
Yes.
I'm part of the Self-Publishing School, which I recently joined back in January. You know, everybody has this New Year's resolution that they want to publish and write a book, although I've done it a few times myself. And so I wanted you to come on today, Marcy, and share your expertise in not only, you know, writing and publishing, but as well to share your expertise around coaching, writing and publishing, and then most importantly and relevant to Farming Careers or Farming Your Career podcast here, how writing and publishing is going to develop you as a professional with your brand. So I always love to start with the first question that I ask all our guests: how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, that's a great question. To answer it well, I guess I'll say where I am today, which is that I am a certified rehabilitation counselor. So I do private therapy practice with people in my community who need that extra support. The unique piece of rehabilitation counseling is that it does include people with physical disabilities who need the best quality of life possible, along with someone with psychiatric. So there is sort of a healthcare piece to my work as well. So it's fun to be on your podcast today. And my writing has tied in to that work, but also my writing has created a new kind of work, and that is as the coaching or as a coach for writers and publishers. And so I've gotten here through hard work, lots of dedication, great memes and quotes that kind of inspire and keep me going, certainly having a strong support and network of people that come alongside and continue to teach. I'm a lifelong learner, just like you.
Yeah,
an actual act of publishing, like that has definitely increased the level of status within my career today.
Yeah, so you've published several books. So let's back up, rewind to the first book. What inspired you to begin writing and publishing?
I have always been a writer. You probably hear that often from writers, but I, from very young, just sort of processed my world through writing. And there was a pivotal moment for me. I must have been 8. I went to the Boys and Girls Club. We were a very low-income family. and I had an opportunity to write a persuasive essay on why my family should have the circus tickets they were giving away. And so I was just one of many kids writing to get these tickets, but I won. And I was able to treat my whole family to this experience that they had never been to before. And so that sort of solidified in me that I could contribute to my family that I knew struggled in a really special and unique way by writing. And so that always just kind of lingered with me as I went through life. But then I would say about 10 years ago, maybe, I really decided to do it professionally. And the only person I knew who was a professional published writer at the time was writing children's picture books. Okay. So I love picture books. I love the art. I love the story. And I thought, this is where I know someone. I'll start here. So I began writing picture books and have worked in the traditional industry for about, 10 years before coming to self-publishing school, where I wrote a book for adults. And that was a bit of a plot twist.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. So you have this professional background in counseling. Mm-hmm. How does that tie into your publishing and writing experience now and building your brand?
Yeah. My book for adults is Reclaiming Hope, Overcoming the Challenges of Parenting Foster and Adopted Children. And I was able to write that from the perspective of both a clinical therapist, but also a mother in the trenches, because I've lived in and work for both sides of that system. I have two adopted children. I have fostered a number of children, but also I've worked with that population of people as a clinician in a number of ways. And so being able to take those personal experiences and tie them into what I knew therapeutically helped people way beyond what I could have done as either one of those individually, sort of without the other. So I think until I wrote the book, I didn't really have an idea how hungry people were for the raw and honest truth within that group of people, for naming the challenges and hearing that there's hope. For so long, families thought they were the only ones struggling. They just figured I'd made a mistake. This shouldn't be me. And then here I come with this book saying, hey, let's name the challenges. Let's acknowledge they exist. And then here's why we keep doing it if it's so hard. And so without realizing what I was doing when I wrote this book, I opened up all these doors of opportunity to become a speaker and a consultant in foster agencies, adoption agencies, orphan care conferences, guest writer for various blogs, because people then could see my experience, hear my stories and say, man, I want more of that. And so I hadn't seen that coming. Again, that was a bit of a plot twist, but it ended up being so powerful for me to realize that my ability to impact people for good had broadened immensely. And not just because my book was out there, but because my book had now opened doors for me to connect with individuals and groups of people.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're saying, you know, speaking, consulting, guest blogging, more writing mm-hmm. opportunities. So our audience is predominantly pharmacists and people in pharmacy and yeah. healthcare, you know, at the broader level. So why should any professional inside healthcare or even out consider publishing a book?
Yeah, I have honestly yet to see someone who wasn't radically surprised by the way publishing has opened doors of opportunities for them or their business. A lot because of the authority and status that publishing gives to a person. I know that I'm the same person I was before I published the book, but the reality is because I'm a published author, there is a different level of status that goes with that. We have one student I'd like to mention, Brianna. She wrote Performing Artist Pathway. I'll read a little bit of what she said because she, you know, we have this mastermind community where we all come together and share successes and struggles and encourage each other. She said, because of my book, which was launched in November, I was given the opportunity to speak at a pretty big deal music festival in San Diego last week. I had the complete and full engagement of 100 artists, solo and bands, in addition to mentors, producers, music supervisors, managers from across the country, including Canada and the UK. My speech was a hit. It resonated. My books were sold. In addition, I was brought on board as the exclusive vocal and performance coach for an emerging country rock artist who will be recording with Nickelback's producer and hitting the road soon on tour. This all happened because I took a leap, signed on with SPS, followed the formula, had a killer coach, and launched a decent book. That is not an uncommon story in some ways, that she just was a normal person who said, I want to write about this for musicians and for artists. And suddenly she's on a stage in front of 100 musicians and people who work in that industry. And now she's being hired on as an exclusive vocal and performance coach. Like, it's because she wrote the book. So I think it doesn't really matter your field. When you hit publish, and you're beginning to impact and reach people in a new way, it does open doors of opportunity, and people want you to be involved, whether it's coaching or consulting or speaking, whatever kind of thing you're wanting to do to enhance your business, the doors open.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you said SPS, that stands for Self-Publishing School. So let's talk about Self-Publishing School. Yeah. What is it? How are you involved? And how has it helped you be a better writer and publisher?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Self-Publishing School is the number one online resource for writing and self-publishing your book. I've dabbled in a number of other courses, and there's nothing like SPS. I started 2.5 years ago as a student. I've since published 4 books with a 5th one coming out next month. And now I'm a coach because I couldn't get enough.
So yeah.
When the opportunity came along and they were hiring coaches, I thought, you know, I know it. And I'm good at sharing with people and helping people clarify and helping them get unstuck and motivated and moving on with their own stories. Plus, I get to live vicariously through each and every student who hits publish and the doors open. Like, it's just this constant roller coaster of excitement.
Yeah.
So how do we help people get published? We take the stress and the confusion out of trying to publish on your own. I have a number of students who've tried publishing and maybe their book got published and listed, but then nothing happened. Or I have a few who've tried hybrid publishers where you pay someone to publish your book, but so much of the time you spend all this money and people end up swindled. Like, the promises just aren't kept. Maybe you end up with a book, but one of my students has, she just had 200 books sitting in her garage and they're not doing anything else for her. Mm-hmm. So she just has to figure that out with all these books in her garage. So money lost, time lost, promises unkept. Or in my case, you know, I was in the traditional market and for 8 years, and I became really disillusioned with how subjective it is. Now, I'm still connected to the traditional market. I love my friends there. They do great market research. So I pay attention to what they're finding in all of their studies, and they have a focus on high quality. But man, I'm done having so many people stand between me and my reader and taking a cut while they're at it. So enter SPS. That's what we do through online courses, through our podcast, through our blog, where we're constantly posting high value content, through our mastermind community, where I mentioned earlier, we all gather together in different stages, the staff all in there too, encouraging one another, sharing our struggles, giving feedback, staying on top of the industry, like personal coaches to walk you through the process. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So this afternoon, as we record this, I'm sitting on my final galley for my own 13th book. And I have to say that Self-Publishing School has been tremendously helpful to me. Now, I know they're kind of designed around publishing and writing your first book, but obviously for you and me, there's still benefits in being part of Self-Publishing School as a professional, even if you've published other books, even if you've been in the traditional publishing realm. In fact, I think a lot of traditional publishers actually refer their writers over to Self-Publishing School as well. So I am so excited to have found Self-Publishing School because I get asked all the time about how to write and publish, and now I can just refer people over. So can you talk a little bit about how Self-Publishing School works? You're a coach. How does the coach part of Self-Publishing School as well as the mastermind community work?
Yeah, with a coach, you get an hour-long clarity call to start. So you're just coming saying, I signed up for this program. I know I want to write a book. I either have a million ideas or I have no idea. What do I do?
Yeah.
So my job is to draw out of them their life experiences, their passions, things that give them life and excite them, things that they can really readily and easily talk about, and help them to reflect on those things and see if something seems exciting for them to write about or to narrow down. Once we have that idea in place, then I work with them on really clarifying that idea, honing in, who is your reader? Who's going to pick up this book on a shelf full of other bestsellers? Who's going to walk away from this saying, wow, this changed my life? And why is it going to change their life? And so in that first call, we're working on that avatar. We're working on the elevator pitch already so that your writing after that is super focused. And then that complements the course, which is so intuitive, So user-friendly, there's checkboxes for the type A personalities that need to say, check, done, moving on.
Yeah, I love those.
I know, me too. I would always check my percentage. Yes, I'm at 89%. And there's the hand-holding, even though it's in the system, you feel like someone's holding your hand because it just makes sense. Every time someone asks me as a coach, when do I get to writing the title? Or when do I get to designing the book cover? It's usually just a few steps away because it is so intuitive. So you get that course, you get the coach. After that hour-long call, you have me for 6 more calls, for half-hour calls that continue to support you wherever you're stuck. The person schedules them whenever they feel that they'll need them. So if they feel like, I need 4 of those during my launch, then we do 4 of those during their launch. And it's super personalized. Because there's so much access to content in other places, that time is not spent teaching. It's spent, where are you now? What do you need now? And how do we get you beyond it so you leave this call moving forward still?
Yeah.
So those are some of the ways that we help people.
Yeah, I love the mix of the online kind of coursework that you can watch on demand with Chandler Bolt. I also love the mastermind community where you can post inside a closed Facebook group and share with other authors and writers. And then the coaching is kind of the third pillar. And I love that that's customized, you know, one-on-one for individuals. Yeah. So I love those 3 major components. One question that I was dying to ask you, because I've written children's books and adult titles as well. Do you feel a difference when you're writing the 2 between each other? Like adult titles versus children's?
Oh, for sure. Children's literature is the hardest type of writing.
Yeah.
And that might come as a surprise to many people, because I've heard the person say, oh, when I retire, I'm going to write for children because it's so easy. And it's not. It's actually the most difficult type of writing because you have so few words, 300 to 700. You can get up to 1,000, but most parents aren't wanting to read 1,000 words anymore. And every word has to matter. And you still have to have the full fiction plot line. It still needs to be engaging. But you're also marketing to 2 different audiences. You're marketing to children who are begging their parents to buy the book. And you're marketing to their parents who are coughing out the money and who are sitting there reading it out loud, if it's a read aloud, over and over and over again. So you want them to love it as well. So I actually find writing for adult nonfiction to be considerably easier. But at the same time, both are so satisfying in their own unique ways.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Children's literature, I think, is the hardest thing to write for all the reasons you outlined. I couldn't agree more. So, Marcy, where can people find you, your materials, your website, your books, all the good stuff that you're working on?
Yeah, they can find me at marcypusey.com. which I think will be linked somewhere. I could spell that out if we want. But marcypusey.com has all of the things that I offer and do. I also work as a private coach with children's book writers. So I'm available to help people write and publish the highest quality children's book, whatever that looks like for them. Because I come from the traditional market, I have a really high value for making the book the best it can be, because I've heard a lot of down talk, you know, in the past years from the traditional industry about self-publishers. And so I'm proving them wrong, and my clients and students are proving them wrong. And in fact, one of my students, Wendy Vanderpool, I have coached her and I've done personal critiques and edits on her book. She just got a reward with Kindle Direct Publishing for being the most read picture book in December and one bestseller for 2, I think, of her 3 books in the series. So I take a small amount of pride in that, knowing that I helped her shape that into something that kids are loving. So that's something I offer on my site. I also do critiques, which is more content work, saying, hey, how can you increase the tension, make it a better book, more engaging? And then I do editing. So I'm all over the place.
Cool.
But then my books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all over, wherever you can imagine them, they should be there.
Yeah, and we'll definitely have special links within the show notes of this particular episode for all our listeners out there if they want to engage not only with self-publishing school, but as well with Marcy and all her phenomenal work. So with that, Marcy, are you ready for our speed round?
I'm ready.
All right. What books are you reading right now?
I am reading Your Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt.
great one.
That's all I'm reading right now.
I got it on loan. I haven't read it yet, but it's coming from the library. All right. What podcasts are you listening to right now?
I love the Self-Publishing School podcast. And I know that might sound like a plug, but it's actually true. Even though I'm a seasoned writer and coach, the content on that podcast is so good for marketing, for building your business, for increasing your income and your revenue, building your authority, and I just love it.
What's the best event or meeting you've ever attended and why?
Yeah, any conference or workshop by the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. They're a highly reputable society, SCBWI, and they do a yearly New York conference and LA conference, and then we have regional events around the world. And I can't even really pick which one's my favorite. I just know I always go connect with writers in the industry writing for children and leave invigorated on top of the market, knowing what's going on and excited.
So our podcast is obviously focused on healthcare. I understand that. I think that you live in Germany. So what's your one word to describe the healthcare system in Germany?
Mm-hmm. Holistic.
Interesting. What's the best advice you ever received about writing and publishing?
The difference between the published author and the writer who never publishes is that the latter gave up. So don't give up.
And what's the best career advice you ever received?
Yeah, this does come from Chandler Bolt, the CEO of Self-Publishing School. Awesome guy. I get to know him and his books and everything. When he says that something will work, it always does. So the advice that he gave me was to stop building half-built bridges, because then you never have a bridge to cross over the river, which was totally my life. So he encouraged me to focus on one, which is really just honing in on your one main thing. And it's not always going to be your main thing, but it is until it's done. Be hyper-focused on it. Say no to everything else. And then you become much more effective. And so this is very true, and I am practicing that. And I think it comes from the book One Thing by Gary Keller.
So with that, Marcy Pusey, thank you for being part of the Pharmacy Podcast. Love your jam. Love Self-Publishing School. So thrilled that you were part of our podcast.
Thanks for having me here. It's been a great joy.
Thanks for listening to another edition of Farming Your Career, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Listeners, Marcy Pusey was kind enough to share with us a special free gift just for you in listening to this podcast. If you head on over to marcypusey.com/farmgift, you can receive your free downloads and tips and tricks on hiring a children's book illustrator and many other of her secrets to writing and publishing, particularly children's books. Please take her up on that offer. Of course, you can find me online at Erin L. Albert on Twitter or my website, erinalbert.com. And of course, we have our own Twitter account now for Farming Your Career. It's at Farming Careers. And last but certainly not least, you can always find us over at pharmacypodcast.com. Again, my name is Erin Albert. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Farming Your Career Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you have ideas or comments for Erin, be sure to contact her through Twitter. Follow her at Erin L. Albert. And remember to keep your career growing.